This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. A severe thunderstorm watch continues until 11 p.m. along the Front Range and onto the Eastern Plains. This includes Metro Denver, Douglas, El Paso, Weld, and Larimer counties. Numerous showers and thunderstorms have moved across the northern metro area into Fort Collins this afternoon, and tonight more thunderstorms are building over the foothills and out onto the plains. Heavy rain and flooding is also still a possibility. Meanwhile, Estes Park, Golden, and Highlands Ranch have postponed their fireworks displays because of the forecasted severe weather tonight. The city of Arvada says they're going ahead with their display, but weather is permitting if that's going to go on. Boulder says their drone show tonight may start as early as 8:15 or as late as 10 p.m., also depending on the weather. At Crested Butte Mountain Resort, lift mechanics and electricians have voted to unionize. CPR's Western Slope reporter Stina Sieg has more.
Crested Butte's lift maintenance crew is only the second in the country to unionize. They say dangerous working conditions, high turnover, and a lack of support for professional development are behind the move. In May, they asked Vail Resorts to voluntarily recognize their intent to form a union, but were denied. Crested Butte ski patrollers were some of the first in their field to unionize in the 1970s. I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Xcel Energy customers could soon get some extra help buying electric appliances or insulating their homes. That's thanks to a new plan recently approved by state utility regulators. It sets aside more than $400 million to be spent between 2024 and 2026. This is CPR News.